Let's say that you were to pray every day for 2 hours for the rest of your life, maybe 30, 40, 50 years. What do you want out of that? Think about it. Let's say you're my age. You're 25. Okay, double that. But you decide, I'm going to pray from this point on for 2 hours a day, and this is what I expect to be or to have within 30 years. What would it be? I tell you what, it's probably not what you think where I'm going to go today. So hang in there, because that is where I'm going to go today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Thank you so much. I love the comments, insight, questions. Still getting them from our marriage series the last few weeks. So keep them coming. I'll keep answering them. But it definitely tells me that there's something going on out there in the water when it comes to marriage. Hey, our sponsor is MingleMateMarried.com. It's a social media, website, and podcast for all things relationships, marriage, and the like. Make sure you check it out, MingleMateMarried.com. Hey, today I just want to take a few minutes and challenge you about why we have a quiet time, why we read, why we pray, why we do and say the things that we do. It seems obvious to some degree. If you've been a follower of Christ at all, you read and pray because, well, you're supposed to, right? Yeah, everybody knows that. And you're supposed to be more like Jesus, and you want to have some power, and you want to be less sinful. But what is behind that? What's the foundation to that? I mean, what really is the thing that wraps all that together and puts a bow on it? See, the more you pray, the more intimate you become with Jesus. Okay, yeah. And in turn, the more you become aware then of the spiritual world. And then you realize more and more how much of the spiritual battle we are in. And this is the nature of prayer and why it's so important in the believer's life. Yes, we pray to be more like Jesus. Yes, we pray to overcome sin. But those things really are taking place in the life you can't see. Prayer is not about getting what we want. It's about sensitizing us to the spiritual realm. Yes, it is to know Jesus and to worship Him. But in and through that is the only way to understand what is going on behind the physical world we live in. That time of prayer really should allow us to have our eyes of faith open so we truly see the spirits at work, God at work, the angels at work, the Holy Spirit at work. If all I ever do is go to the store and buy apples, I get apples. But if I go to the apple orchard, I talk to the farmer, I watch them plant the trees, I watch them take care of the trees, I hear hours and hours of conversation with the farmer and his farmhands. They're talking about trimming and pruning and watering, how to have protection from the frost and bugs and chemicals, thieves. When I hear him point out the ripeness, the shape, what this apple is best for, how it tastes, when the farmer's wife brings out homemade apple pie and apple cinnamon cake and apple fritters and applesauce cookies, which, by the way, are amazing. After all that, I don't just go to the store and buy apples. I go to the store with a rich history and understanding of everything that goes on behind the scenes, everything that went into that apple in the bag. It was a lot of work. And in a sense, it was a war against everything trying to kill, steal, and destroy that apple. See, when I spend time with Jesus, I begin to see the history of why I am here, where I'm at, what's going on behind the scenes in the spiritual world. I begin to see and understand how to best prepare and live through it. I understand more and more about what is trying to steal, kill, and destroy my life. Not just because He gives me answers, but because I'm aware through my relationship with Him of what's really taking place. And yes, I pinch myself. It's not my flesh. It's not what I see. It's not what I hear. It's not what I taste. Not what I smell. It's everything outside of that. So much of our Christianity is based on us. I get it. How will we make ourselves succeed in life, or success? Our problems, our struggles, our challenges, we come to prayer with those. And it's somewhat normal, and it has to be to some degree. However, the Christian walk today, we see much by Paul's example, is so much less about what we get and more about where we are and what's going on. Look, there are many experiences in life that will never make sense without the presence of the Holy Spirit. They'll never make sense without being able to see behind the scenes and see the invisible. Lots of things that you question, you wonder. You go, why is that? You might even go to prayer in it. But until you seek God enough to where you truly begin to walk in the invisible, you begin to walk, yes, in faith, but in the supernatural, those experiences, those problems, those issues, they just will never really come clear or never really make sense. And even those that never make sense, if we practice His presence, we still have His peace. You see, the truth is that if you treat your faith like it's a part of your life, well, it'll only be a part of your life. And it's got to be all of your life. The problem is when your faith is just a part of your life, you never really dip your toe or see beyond reality. You never really quite are able to stick your head into the supernatural because your faith is only a part of your life. It's a big part of my life. I love it. And I love God, and I go to church, and I have these conversations all the time, and I try to be kind, but I tell people, you know, if it's a big part of your life, that's just simply a really good deception. It has to be all of your life. Your time with Jesus is about understanding the unknown and the unseen, and not just knowing more about God or even just knowing God, if in fact you catch my drift. Think about it. Seek God. Push in. Ask Him to help you begin to see what you don't see. No one understand what you don't know and understand. So that when you walk out in the physical world of touch, taste, see, feel, that you know now beyond that, your problems, your experiences, your victories, your answers aren't at all what you see. They're what you don't see. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.